Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. Because there's a lot of toxic chemicals out there in the world, every place we look, every place we go, unless we are doing something intentionally to be aware of them and remove them from our lives. Because there are many products that don't have toxic stuff in them. There are many places that we can go and have a respite from toxic exposure. You can create your own home to be an oasis away from toxic chemicals. You can even remove toxic chemicals from your body, and you can take nutrition products and foods that support your body in detox. So there's a lot that you can do, and that's what we talk about on this show. Today is Thursday, June 5th, 2014, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to talk about chocolate, one of my favorite subjects. I love chocolate, but there is so much that could be wrong with chocolate if you just go to the store and buy a chocolate bar. There's so many toxic chemicals that could be in them in various ways. We're going to talk about those, but we're also going to be talking about how to choose the best chocolate. And my guest today actually makes some of the least toxic, most delicious chocolate that I've ever found. She's called the Chocolate Girl. Her name is Vanessa Barg, and she's the founder of Gnosis Chocolate. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm truly honored.
Thank you. I thank you so much for being on the show. I met Vanessa last fall at the Natural Foods Expo in Baltimore, and her products just really stood out for me so much because she really is taking a whole different approach to chocolate. But before we talk about what she has to offer, Vanessa, just tell us how you got interested in chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know when my interest could possibly have begun. I mean, definitely in the womb, I think.
In the womb, I was just going to say that.
I always loved chocolate since I was a child, but I was studying at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in 2006, and this is the world's largest and most incredible nutrition school. They teach 40 different dietary theories, and so I was studying nutrition and health counseling, just overall well-being, and I had clients who, of course, loved chocolate, and they could really easily let go of their cookies and their cakes and soda and things like that, but they said, no, don't take away my chocolate, and I knew at that point superfoods include cacao, so a superfood is when each calorie contains more nutrients than your average food. So cacao really came into a different light for me when studying at integrative nutrition. David Wolf came to lecture, and David is really the world's leading authority on superfoods, and he talked about cacao. And when I finished that class, I went straight to Westerly Natural Market, which is my favorite market here in New York City, and I bought a pound of straight cacao beans. I'd never had them before. I ate an entire pound of raw cacao beans, and I was just flying because cacao beans contain so much, so many neurotransmitters. Oh my goodness! I just felt, and so that's when another level of love. My life was fully chocolate dipped at that point. So that was back in
the first time I ate a cocoa nib, I just like ate one. Because I remember many, many years ago when I first started being aware of all this stuff, I didn't want to eat sugar. And so I bought just regular unsweetened baking chocolate. And oh, that was so bitter. I just couldn't eat it. And so, but at that time, we didn't have all those other sweeteners that we have now today. So when cocoa nibs came on the market, and what that is just a crushed cocoa bean without being processed or anything. And so when cocoa nibs became available, I thought, is this going to be really bitter like chocolate? But, you know, it isn't. It actually is very edible because it's much gentler than baking chocolate. It hasn't been processed. And so this is really just chocolate in its natural raw form. But I just took a little tiny nib, which if you haven't seen them, they're very small, maybe an eighth of an inch. And it was just like I had drunk 10 cups of coffee. They're so powerful.
They are. And you know what's actually really exciting? It's actually an urban myth that chocolate contains caffeine. So chocolate contains...
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it has a whole bar of Gnosis chocolate contains less caffeine than an entire cup of decaffeinated coffee.
Wow.
So it's actually very, very little caffeine. What it does contain is a sister molecule to caffeine called theobromine, and it's in the same family called methylxanthines. And so normally when laboratory tests, they test for the whole family, methylxanthines, and so because cacao contains a methylxanthine, they just group it in as caffeine. They call it caffeine, but it's actually not. And theobromine is very, very different in that it affects your cardiovascular system, not your nervous system like caffeine. So whereas caffeine will give you the jitters, theobromine will actually activate your heart and your circulation. And so it'll give you that kind of boost of energy, but mm-hmm. not the nervous kind of jittery kind. And that's one very common misconception about chocolate that I'd love to bust through in this call, because it's just incredible the difference when you know that. And so it's great to use chocolate as a medicine in that it will strengthen your heart amongst many, many other health benefits. But you're absolutely right in that most chocolate is incredibly processed, but the raw cacao bean raw, the definition of raw food is when it's not heated above 118 degrees. Mm-hmm. And so raw cacao is so different, and it's much gentler, and definitely it is still on the bitter side of the palate. But what I really think is interesting to think about with food is, you know, bitter greens and bitter beans. Bitter foods are actually very, very healthy for us. So if you think about, you know, some of your bitter greens, you know, it's on the more bitter side of the palate, but that's actually medicine.
I think that's right.
You can put it even on salads. Mm-hmm.
I think that's right. Go ahead.
If you look into like the history of medicine, if you're looking into, you know, whether it's Ayurvedic medicine or Chinese medicine, bitter foods, and so it's interesting to see as our, you know, society kind of becomes more and more aware of the toxicity of sugars and the overconsumption of sugars, we're starting to lean more towards the bitter side. Like you take you know, just the cacao percentage, people are starting to appreciate that darker, more complex flavor profile. And it's I actually love to sprinkle cacao nibs right onto my salad. You can go sweet and go savory with it. Just about everything.
Yeah, you can. You can. And I think that one of the things I hope we'll get through today, there's so much to talk about chocolate. But let's just say this right now. And that is that there's kind of a spectrum of chocolate, different chocolate in different forms. So let's start with the cacao bean, and then that gets crushed to a cocoa nib. And then where do we go from there? What are the different forms?
Yep. So when I started making chocolate, there were some brands of raw cacao available on the market, but primarily it was just either the bean or the paste. And that was really all that was available at the time. So we've come a really, really long way since then, as more raw chocolate manufacturers have come out. But when you take the cacao bean out of the cacao pod, the fresh pod, then you ferment that. And what you're left with are these, and you dry them in the sun, and so you're left with the cacao beans. Then that gets crushed into the nib. And the nib is also, you're not just crushing, you're also removing the shell as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then you take those and you put them into a granite, a granite stone grinder. And so slowly over time, many, many hours of slow grinding, that will become like a paste, because botanically, the cacao bean is actually a nut. So it's mm-hmm. kind of like with, you know, any kind of nut butter. This comes very smooth and rich,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's amazing. And so when you have that cacao paste, or what some companies will call cacao liquor, it's mm-hmm. just a cacao bean without anything added. And so you can take that and do a couple things with it. Either you can, at that point, add your sweetener. We use primarily coconut sugar, which is a wonderful low glycemic sweetener from coconut
flour.
And
I'm going to stop you right there, mid-sentence, because we need to go to break. Excuse me. And when we come back, we'll hear the rest of the story. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Vanessa Barg, founder of Gnosis Chocolate. And wait till you taste this chocolate. It tastes totally different than anything you've ever tasted. But we'll be right back and hear more about the story of chocolate. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gatt, and my guest today is chocolate girl Vanessa Barg, founder of Gnosis Chocolate. And you can go to her website at gnosischocolate.com. That's G-N-O-S-I-S, chocolate. Vanessa, before you go on with your story, tell us what Gnosis means.
Oh, Gnosis. The Gnosis is actually a Greek word that means knowledge. And in modern-day English, it means knowledge of the heart and intuitive knowledge, experience knowledge, that wisdom that you learn over the course of your life through your trials and your tribulations. And when I started the company, I thought that was such a powerful word for today's time, because we really can learn so much from our experiences and then to open our hearts and bring that to the world. And so I thought it was perfect for a chocolate company.
I think it's perfect too. Okay, so what happens next in the process of chocolate?
Okay, so after you've ground the cacao nibs into a smooth paste or liquor, you can take that and you can either put it into what's called a butter press, and so that will essentially press out the fats from the paste. And so it's kind of like, you know, if you think about having a nut butter, and if you let it sit for a while, the oils will separate out. So that's what a butter press does, is it presses those oils out, and that oil is called cacao butter. And it solidifies at room temperature, and it's actually stearic, palmitic, and oleic acids. So rather than your unhealthy saturated fats, these are very healthy saturated fats, the kind that you would find in avocado and walnut and coconut. Mm-hmm. So you separate that out, and what you're left with is cacao powder. And so that powder is just really concentrated cacao solids. It's where most of the nutrients can be found in a cacao. So that's really, if you want to just get a, you know, straight shot of all of the nutrients and all the antioxidants in a cacao bean, you could take the cacao powder, and it's really, really important to find cacao powder that is not alkalized. You see that Dutch processed, and that
right.
means that they've added toxins to it, and you do not want to have that stuff. It doesn't taste nearly as good. And, yeah, and it's really, really important to find raw cacao powder. And truly raw cacao powder is actually difficult to find, because there's no real definition legally for the use of the word raw. And so there's a lot of companies that are selling quote-unquote raw cacao powder, but in that butter pressing process, the machine often will get above 200 degrees. There's just so much pressure that is required. Mm-hmm. And so there is only one company, and I visited a few different cacao factories to try and find truly raw cacao, and the only one who actually has built their own butter presses. You have to really modify the machine quite a bit in order to make sure that it stays under 118 degrees. And the only company that is doing that is actually called Big Tree Farms, and they're located in Indonesia, in Bali. It's an amazing company, truly high integrity, completely transparent. You can go and you can visit them if you're ever on Bali, and it's bigtreefarms.com, and that is our source for both the coconut sugar as well as for the truly raw cacao. So that's the process of if you want to make raw cacao powder and butter. But if you're making chocolate and you want to leave the cacao butter in so that you have that creaminess, you take that cacao paste and just grind in your coconut sugar. Well, that's what we do. We're using coconut sugar, which is the nectar that comes from the flowers of the coconut tree. And it is truly the world's most amazing sustainable sweetener. It's low glycemic. It's about 35 on the glycemic index. And it has protein. It has so many minerals. I mean, it's just amazing. And in flavor, it's not like your stevia, which is another wonderful sweetener that we do use. But the coconut sugar is one-to-one with cane sugar in its sweetness, and has a beautiful maple and caramel flavor. And so that's what we do, is we grind in that coconut sugar, and you're left with kind of the world's most nutritious chocolate.
I really have to say that of all the sweeteners I've ever tried, and I think I've tried every sweetener there is, I think that coconut sugar is the most wonderful tasting sugar, and it's low glycemic, and it pairs perfectly with chocolate. It yeah. just, it adds a richness to the chocolate that white sugar doesn't. And, yeah. and I think that that's part of what gives your chocolate its unique flavor, because it has the gentleness of the cacao bean, the raw cacao bean. Mm-hmm. And then it has that warmth of the coconut sugar. And it's just when I first tasted it, I went, oh my God.
Thank you. This is, that's the best reaction I could ever hope for.
It's just, it's different from any other chocolate, because I've looked at a lot of chocolates, and you know that you get, you have everything from the most toxic chocolate, which would be, with pesticides, it wouldn't be organic and it wouldn't be raw, and it would have refined white sugar in it and artificial flavors. And I just think that, and so then what happens is that people go to another step and they say, well, we're going to make it organic. And so it's made from organic chocolate and organic sugar and organic soy lecithin. And it's still got stuff in it, but it's all organic.
Right.
And you have taken all those things out. And you just yep. like, instead of saying, I'm going to take things out of the toxic chocolate, you just started with the bean and said, how are we yep. going to make this as close to just the bean as possible, and
exactly.
and make it palatable and healthy, and just
and not just taking things out. I mean, one of the things that I'm really, really just kind of in love with about cacao is that it is an amazing transport for medicinal herbs, because as I mentioned earlier, cacao is, it's a vasodilator, so it helps with circulation. And what that means is it can help deliver nutrients to your system in a much more fast and efficient way. So what we do is not only take the things out of chocolate that you find in your conventional, you know, bar with, you know, like you said, all these toxins in it, not only are we not adding those in, but what we're actually doing is infusing the chocolate with herbs from traditional Chinese medicine, from Ayurvedic medicine, from South American and Native American medicines. And so we're actually infusing this chocolate with things that will be beneficial for your health, not only leaving out the things that are bad for your health.
And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is chocolate girl Vanessa Barg, founder of Gnosis Chocolate. That's gnosischocolate.com, gnosischocolate.com. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is chocolate girl Vanessa Barg, founder of Gnosis Chocolate, and that's at gnosischocolate.com. So, Vanessa, let's talk about your chocolates. The first thing I want to ask you about is the sweeteners. You have a page here about sweeteners that you use, and mm-hmm. I see that you've included coconut sugar, which we've talked about, and also stevia, and also agave nectar. I would like to ask you about agave nectar, because it says here that you visited your source of agave and that you wrote a report about it. So what did you find?
Well, back in, gosh, I think 2010, we were using agave nectar, and that was our only sweetener at the time. When I launched the company, there was no chocolate on the marketplace that did not contain sugar or Molotol or something synthetic. So this was really the first chocolate on the market that had any that had a low glycemic sweetener, and agave nectar was the only thing that was available at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was heralded. Everyone loved it. And then Dr. Mercola, who has a really, really wide reach and a really amazing website and a lot of information that he brings about health and wellness, and a lot of controversial information, and so he came out with a newsletter that stated that agave nectar is as bad as high fructose corn syrup, and
yes,
just
I
that
saw
headline
that.
Alone, I mean, it made a lot of ripples across you know, the industry, and of course all consumers. Of course, once you read something like that, you're going to doubt your sweetener that everyone was mm-hmm. using. It was really exciting for people to have that, and then all of a sudden it was like the devil. So
being
a health counselor, you know, I really did not start this company to build a product company. I really had no interest in kind of making a lot of profit by having a chocolate company. It was really meant as a tool within my health counseling practice. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that, I was you know, dead set on learning the truth. If this was the case, then I would either find a new sweetener or stop making chocolate. There was no way that I was going to use cane sugar, and I certainly wasn't going to use anything that was as bad as high fructose corn syrup. So
right.
Within a matter of days, I went down to Guadalajara. It's the Jalisco region in Mexico, which is where most agave comes from. And I went down there and saw the entire and took part in the entire process from the farm where I harvested a piña and took that that agave plant through the entire process towards where they removed the water and heated it at actually very low temperature but at high pressure so that the water would evaporate out of the agave nectar, leaving a syrup without heating it above 118 degrees. And they did not add any of the toxins that that Dr. Merkel had spoken of in this newsletter. And we did a whole lot of testing on that final product. And the only reason why we continue to use it in some of our products is because I know that our specific source is very, very high integrity. And so I wrote a report about this, probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 pages long. It's got photos on it, and it's called The Agave Report. So I think if you search for that, you'll find
it's right here.
A lot of really interesting information.
Bottom of the page, yeah. Yeah. When I started recommending agave, because some years ago I had a blog that was just about sweeteners, because at that time natural sweeteners were, there was all these new natural sweeteners coming on the market, and agave was one of them. And the description of agave was that it was the sap of this plant, and it was cooked down like maple syrup, and it was great. It's great to use agave. It's such a good alternative to sugar in terms of using it and how it tastes, and you know that if it was like maple syrup, and you know, except it was a different plant. That sounded fine to me. And then all this other information started going around, and I was trying to find out, did that apply to all agave? Was it only certain agaves? Were things being mislabeled? Were they being processed differently? And it's such a good idea that, but I never ended up getting the answers. Like what I didn't get on a plane and go down and check out all the agave plants. I didn't have, funding to do that. So, all I had to go on was what other people said. So I'm glad to hear this from you. I know that you're talking about your specific agave and not all agave, but I do think that agave is a viable idea. We just need to make sure that the agaves we're purchasing, whichever ones they are, actually are produced the way yours are produced.
Exactly. And I think that it's, really, when you really look at what the complaints are about the agave nectar and the high amount of fructose in it, you immediately start to think of the high fructose corn syrup, toxin, because it really is incredibly toxic.
Right.
But then if we all just kind of realize, like, oh, fructose can be found in all fruit and in most vegetables. It is a natural substance, and so it's just about moderating how much you're using. Like you wouldn't want to, well, some people do eat all fruit. There are people who are fruitarians, but
right.
You know, if you're putting a little bit of agave nectar in a bar of chocolate, then you have all that fiber and you have all that, you know, the rest of the product. And mm-hmm. you know, we're not talking about guzzling a bottle of agave nectar, but you really wouldn't want to do that with any sweetener or any, you know, ingredient.
No, you wouldn't. So you wouldn't want to do that. But a little
exactly.
bit in context, you know, I think that all concentrated sweeteners that you need to look at how much you're eating to them. I mean, I know that there's some food blogs where they just like put agave in everything, like it's water.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And,
exactly. And Dr. McCullough did actually revise his statement, and I have a link to that revision where he said, "Well, a little bit is fine. So if you're having a tablespoon or two, that's fine." So I think it's very sad actually. You know, having been there and you know met the farmers and you know seeing how much really was invested in providing for the U.S. market that was you know it was really booming, and then all of a sudden the support stopped. And yes, you can still find agave in a lot of products, but they kind of fell out of grace. It's just really sad to see all this investment, and you know, they really put a lot of hard work into it. And so I still do use the agave nectar in some of our products, not many, just because really coconut sugar is so much superior in that it has not only that one-to-one with sugar and the sweetness and the great flavor, but it also is very nutrient-dense. And that's one thing that agave doesn't necessarily have is, you know, it has the sweetness and the low glycemic. It's slightly less glycemic than coconut sugar. It's around 25, 27. Whereas coconut sugar is about 35, but I mean, we're really talking, I mean, cane sugar is in the 60s, so they're both amazing sweeteners, and we really love to use them.
Good. Well, we need to take another break, and when we come back, we want to hear all about your fabulous chocolates. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is chocolate girl Vanessa Barg, founder of Gnosis Chocolate, gnosischocolate.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is chocolate girl Vanessa Barg, founder of Gnosis Chocolate. And Vanessa, where do you want to start talking about your chocolates? I've got them all sitting on my desk here.
What do you have sitting on your desk? How will you talk about those?
I have truffles. I have chocolate bars. I have raw trail mix. I have chocolate elixir, which I mixed with some grass-fed cream. Oh my God, is it good?
Yum.
And I have this little jar. I didn't see this on your website, but it's a little jar of cashew butter with cashew and coconut sugar and cocoa and do you sell this? I didn't see it on the site. This is so good.
So that is actually a brand new product. You're really the first person to receive that. So I'm really excited about. So just like we take the cacao beans and grind them with the coconut sugar, we also take nuts like cashews, pecans, walnuts, and we grind those with the coconut sugar to make the most incredible spreads. And that's something that we're about to launch on the website coming soon. And people could sign up for our newsletter if they wanted to learn more about that. We'll be launching it in a couple of days. I'm really, really excited about those because it's just for breakfast, a lot of people don't know what to eat, and you know, people used to have toast, and what do you spread on it that's going to be healthy that doesn't have sugar? Because pretty much every jam and jelly
There is that famous nut spread that everybody knows the name of and loves that has it's full of sugar. It's just full of just processed white sugar.
And other stuff.
So if people are in love with that and want to try something else, your new product is going to be the thing. I mean, even like all the big peanut butter companies are now coming out with their own versions of this, but yours is the healthiest, obviously. And it's obviously a popular thing. I'll tell you that you sent me this box with all these chocolates in it, and that was the first thing I tasted. I looked at this jar and I went, oh, open this.
I'm really, really happy.
So tell us then also about, tell us about the truffles. Those are featured on your homepage.
So yeah, the truffles are extraordinary. And I think these actually are the world's only, raw truffles that have a shell and a different cream filling. And so everything is 100% raw and sweetened with the coconut sugar. And we add medicinal herbs to them. So the Vitality Truffle Collection is something that we launched in the spring, and we are just closing out for the summertime. When it gets too hot out, we stop making them. But we have four different flavors in that truffle collection, and they're all infused with herbs for detox and for cleansing. So it's not just the amazingness of a cream filling and this amazing 70% dark chocolate on the outside, but you've actually got functional truffles. So they're some of my favorite products that we produce, and the way we make the cream filling is by using that nut butter. So That's just, we make them all through the holidays. So we've got a pumpkin spice flavor. We have a cinnamon pecan truffle. We've got, for Valentine's Day, we do four different flavors that are, we've got a passion fruit. We've got an aphrodisiac truffle with raspberries. I mean, it's just, you can do so much with truffles. You can put a couple layers in them, and they're just incredible. And every single truffle that we make has medicinal herbs in them. So, we have some that are good for, you know, the immune system, and I try to time it so that the flavor and the functionality of the truffle, you know, kind of will support your health and well-being and vitality through each season.
Excellent idea. And I noticed when I bit into the truffle that I thought, oh, this seems like a nut butter, but it was so much smoother than nut butter, like if you buy peanut butter. Cashew butter or something.
We're very, very patient with it, and it takes hours and hours and hours at a very slow grinding to get that consistency. And also, rather than using some palm oil, which is really bad for the environment and for, the flora and fauna, cause most of it is grown in a very unsustainable way, so you want to try to avoid, palm oil. In most cases, or using soybean oil or some other weird vegetable oil, we're using cacao butter as the oil to grind it. So it's really, it's amazing.
So it was nice instead of biting into a chocolate and having all that super sweet goo come out. It was nice to bite into a chocolate and know that I was getting some nourishment inside. It was just really lovely to do that. And I just felt when I eat your chocolate, I feel supported instead of like, I'm doing something bad for my body.
And that's so important.
It is.
I think it is. When I was first making these, people, I found that my clients were feeling very guilty about their love for chocolate. And, this was 6 years ago actually 7 years ago when I first started making the chocolate. And it was just so sad to see people have this love-hate relationship with themselves about it. It's like, oh, I'm gonna kind of indulge in something but feel bad about it. And that dynamic really is unhealthy and just in our society. And I think that one of the best things about making really functional, healthy, nourishing chocolate is that it changes that dynamic in our minds of what it means to be healthy and to indulge ourselves.
Yes.
And I found that was just when people found that they could be joyous and really enjoy their healthy diet, it was so freeing for them,
It is, because good health actually should be a pleasure. It shouldn't be deprivation.
Exactly.
It should be a pleasure.
Right.
And in nature makes all these wonderful fruits and flowers and all these things that are just a pleasure to use. And it makes things that are bad for us taste bad. And our industrial culture has changed that, because now we have this idea that industrially processed food tastes good, instead of the food that actually tastes good. It's like our signals are crossed. But your products really bring that back, and that it has good things in it, and it tastes good, and it's a pleasure to do something that's health supporting. Okay, so we've only got a few minutes left, so I want to make sure that you mention your trail mix. Tell us about the trail mix.
The trail mix is, I love our trail mixes. They are so unique. There's nothing like them on the market. They're the only trail mixes that contain raw chocolate. And I mean, come on, face it, in trail mix, chocolate is always the best part. So we've got superfoods. We've got, Power Chalk trail mix, which contains truly unpasteurized almonds. We have hemp seeds in there. We have goji berries, which are a complete protein. And so that really is focused around, protein rich foods. And, the Power Chalk is one of my favorites. It has, a fleur de sel salt in it, in the chocolate. So it's kind of this beautiful balance on your tongue between, savory and sweet. So that's our fleur de sel bar that is in the Power Chalk trail mix, which is focused around protein. And then we have our immunity trail mix, which is quite unique in that it has, persimmons, pecans, black currants, pumpkin seeds, and our simplicity chocolate, which is just our pure 70% chocolate. And so that one's very high in vitamins A and C and has lots of zinc in it. So that's why it's called our immunity trail mix, and I love them both. I mean, it's just so great to be able to put something in my bag and, you know, have my chocolate fix at the same time as really nourishing myself with the nuts and the seeds and the fruits. It's just, yep. I love our trail mixes and so great for the summertime.
And then tell us about your chocolate bars.
Okay, so the chocolate bars are definitely our best sellers, and they are found in about 300 stores around the world. And we make 12 are available in stores, but on our website we have over 20 different flavors available. So I'll just talk about my personal favorite. Don't tell the other ones I said that, though. Okay. But it's the Super Chalk Bar. The Super Chalk has goji berries, raspberries, a base of 70% dark chocolate, and medicinal herbs that are called adaptogens. And adaptogenic herbs are incredible. You should definitely look them up and try to include as many adaptogens in your diet as you can. Things like maca root and goji berries are an adaptogen, and has reishi mushroom and all of these amazing herbs to help balance your hormonal system and just, you know, be maximum vibrance and health and vitality. So the Super Chalk is definitely our number one bestseller, my personal favorite. And the whole line of chocolate bars has a range of, some of them have the medicinal herbs and superfoods, some of them don't. We have some that are, you know, just a cool mint flavor. We have hazelnut. We've got a deeply dark 90%. I mean, we just kind of go all over the map. And I think that most people find something that is reminiscent of the chocolate that they used to eat that had all the toxins and unhealthy ingredients in it. But this one just brings a whole nother level to their love for chocolate. So I'm more than excited to offer all of your listeners a little coupon code. So if you enter toxic free 10 with no spaces, it can be lowercase or capital, toxic free 10, and that'll take 10% off of your entire order as long as you're ordering $30 or more. And so the coupon code will be available. We'll keep, I think Deborah said you'd post it more on your site.
Yeah. So how long is it?
And I can just ask. I can keep extending it for you. I'm more than happy to do
that. Oh, great. Great. That's great. That's
I really love what you're doing. I'm so, so honored to be on your
thank
show.
You.
Thank you. So very, very much.
Thank you. I know that people will be listening to this show off into the future, and they will appreciate still having this available. Well, we've only got 25 seconds left, so I'm just going to not ask you another question and just say thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for everything that you're making and the viewpoint that you have, and it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for empowering people with this information. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.